with Tim Alexander. Welcome back, Tim. We're doing a lot of airtime. What's the current state of Brexit happening in Europe now, Tim?
Well, in less than 2 hours, the voting polls will close in the United Kingdom, and we will get the results. They'll start coming in fairly soon.
Yeah.
Here's my prediction. I hope I'm wrong. I believe that the Leave EU vote will win. However, it will be stolen by the government via two ways. They will stuff the ballot boxes, as they did in the Scottish independent vote.
Right.
Secondly, just like the Australian presidential vote, where the anti-EU, anti-austerity fascism candidate won clearly. However, when they counted the overseas ballots, whoa, surprise, surprise, he lost by a few thousand votes.
Wow.
Of course, there was a lot of ballot stuffing even there.
Right.
But
remember now,
in Australia, in New Zealand, in several places, there are many thousands of votes. If you live there and have a British passport and has voted in the last 15 years, you're able to vote.
Wow, there's a lot
and,
of other
votes.
If the overseas votes
in,
are going to
sit there,
the overseas votes are going to, they'll probably be able to go through the overseas votes, select out the ones they want to stuff, and they'll push it far enough. Now, usually that means with electronic machines and with vote stuffing from foreign outside ballots, 5 to 7% is easily doable, isn't it?
Yeah, and there polling is all over the place, and the reason the polling, and you're talking to political scientists here, there's polls and there's polls. There's the secret polls that all parties run that they don't release, and they're very important for their tactical and strategic operations, okay? Then there's the polling that's done by various supposedly independent outfits. They're not independent. And the goal in many cases is there's a certain percentage of the population, no matter who's running, where it's at, what other, wait until they see how everybody else is going to vote. They're sheeple, total sheeple. And, so-and-so's running for president or for congressman. And I'll vote for him because, boy, if I had run into him, I said, well, I voted for you, and blah, blah, you know. And they're idiots. So there's a certain percentage of the public polling that's done is simply to get people to say, oh, yeah, I'm going with the majority. Yeah, of course, of course. Now, the reality is right now these official public polls, they're widely apart. You have coming from, in many cases, pro-Remain in the EU newspapers and organizations. They're saying there's maybe a one-point difference, one-point lead for the Leave vote.
Right.
Other sources are saying it's more like around 7, 6, 7, 8. Now, you have to remember what happened a week ago. She was turned 42 yesterday. When they picked this person, they picked her careful, very attractive woman. A young member of parliament, first time in office,
Joe Cox.
Working class background, married, two kids, very much campaigning to remain in the EU and or the European Union.
Right.
And then she's brutally assassinated on the streets by a lone gunman.
Right.
Where have we heard that term?
But lone gunman with the numbers polished off the gun, which is not typical of a murderer. For the gun to be left, number one, and for the numbers to be polished off, which indicates it was a controlled assassination.
Yeah, well, of course. Look, as powerful as the Khazarian mafia and the global banking cartel forces are, with virtually unlimited amounts of money, billions and trillions at their disposal, they know that one of their many tentacles is to know where they can find nutty people that they can give a little cocktail drugs to, program them, and basically tell them what to do.
Have you ever heard of a thing called Reiki and mind control? Have you heard of a thing called Reiki and mind control?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of Ewan Cameron?
Say what?
Ewan Cameron, the guy that worked at the Montreal Neurological Institute and actually trained with the CIA to set up mind control using what we call emotional and sensory deprivation technologies, etc.
Well, there was a movie with Frank Sinatra. Wasn't even that old as started it.
It was
some boys that captured in the Korean War.
Manchurian Candidate. By the way, Ewan Cameron.
Very old movie.
But Ewan Cameron actually taught us in 1975, and he was supposedly dead on the side of a mountain because he's a mountain climber. He's a big, tall Scotsman, about 6'4", for 6 years earlier. But he came to our school and for 2 months taught us exquisite detail of their mind control technology with at the behest of our head of our psychiatric department at Dalhousie University in Halifax, a sister university of Harvard, which are, by the way, Dalhousie and Harvard are, if you want to call twins, the Canadian version of the high-level Masonic University of Harvard University. And Ewan Cameron taught us very specifically.
It's a very good school, but go ahead.
It's a very good medical school, but I can tell you they're really high connected. In fact, there were a number of offshore projects for the CIA and DARPA and so on that were being done in Halifax, Nova Scotia. They tried to recruit me to do them right there in the city in Nova Scotia. You wouldn't think, oh, they're not doing things up in Canada. In fact, they were doing they had a threatened jet aircraft parts plant at the Halifax Airport. And when they had an accident in the back of there, they had an entire facility for DARPA developing directed energy weapons. And when they had that accident, they lost 100,000 gallons of hydrofluoric acid because I was the only doctor. I said, I'm not going to help you. You can damn well die unless you tell me exactly what happened. And they gave me full disclosure in the fact they lost 100,000 gallons. This is 26 miles from Halifax at the international airport.
Where did it go?
It went into the local river, believe it or not.
Oh,
yeah. It went to the local river. And by the way, at the same time, my daughter, which is in utero, developed Down syndrome. So people have to understand that there had physical effects. A lot of people, some of our best friends, we had a massive number of very weird anomalies, birth anomalies. And guess who was the doctor that took care of them? Me. So I have first-hand knowledge about a lot of things. And by the way, for those people out there that want to call and think that I'm a fool, you don't have a right to an opinion on my experiences. They're not open to your discussion or your opinion. Okay? They're just the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some people say, well, he doesn't get a lot of callers. I said, there's three reasons why. Number one, you have to not do ad hominem attacks or think you're going to take over the show. Number two, you got to stay on topic. And number three, you have to tell the board op exactly what your statement or question is. And you can teach me if you can prove with logic and evidence that what you're saying is true, but don't think you're going to waltz in here and without kind of some kind of rules just kind of go crazy. Ain't going to happen. Dr. Deagle is not nice. Not nice. If you think I'm nice, you're delusional. I'm willing to die for you and tell you the truth, and I won't lie, but I can tell you I will not take a scintillion of crap from anybody. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm not the average broadcaster or person on the blogosphere, internet, whatever. I've been on the inside, you know, with presidential level security clearance, took care of employees. Although we were contracted, and I didn't go and work in the facilities. I took care of the people working in the most classified projects you can imagine in the United States, including Delta Force, Special Op, Radiological Chemical Bioterrorism Simulations of Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, U.S. Space Command, the exit examination of all the forensic team, munitions team that came back from the Murrah Building. I have seen so much stuff, I could write an encyclopedia. And I'm going to release more information this year about my knowledge about the Virtual World Project at Sri Air Force Base. I know more about many of these projects in public to talk about it than any other human being that's ever lived and publicly spoken on planet Earth and many, many topics. And I can validate it with evidence and proof that now, 20 years later, a lot of people, after Snowden releases information, many others, people say, well, you were talking about that in the 90s. How come it's coming true now? Because I said, I told you the truth. Okay? So people need to realize we are in the end now. This is the end of the game. That's when we heard Brexit and all the foolishness going on. They're now ramping us down to the final end game. We're in the end game now.
Yeah, I believe that very, very definitely. And it's hard to say definitively, you know, are things going to completely blow up before the election, if you're going to use, say, the U.S. election?
We're going to have some catastrophes. In other words, people, and this is a statement I think you should make. It's going to be so bad, people will think it's the end, but it's not. In other words, it's going to be so horrifying, so bad, in multiple spasms of what we call birth pangs. Like, if you ever go to a delivery room and you have to say, you better use earplugs because you're going to lose some hearing. When you hear the woman screaming, and let's say they've got dystocia, the baby's not coming out properly, baby sideways or needs a forceps or whatever or needs a C-section, or you're getting, you know, you're really strong contractions because you overdid the syntocinon drip and the woman is just literally ready to rupture her uterus. That's why syntocinon is something that's a little dangerous, to be honest with you. Unless you use it properly and have, you know, make sure there's no dystocia, the baby's going to come up properly. We're going to have what we call geopolitical dystocia. So there's going to be a lot of screaming, a lot of blood, and a lot of destruction. And I expect before Obama leaves, now they're thrusting forward to try to do a gun-grabbing bill. I guarantee you there'll be more of these so-called false flag or massage terrorists.
Oh, yeah, the idiot libtard Democrats had a little sit-in on the House of Representatives on the floor yesterday demanding gun control. You know, they can shove their demands right up there, you know what, because I think gun control's gone far too far in this country. The principle about Americans having guns, and this goes right back to the Revolutionary War and to our founding fathers, the principle is not to hunt or for sport. The principle is the public needs to be armed with at least as good of weapons as the government has to be able to defend itself from tyranny now and in the future.
I would say, in even a simpler term, when Ronald Reagan made America strong so no one would dare attack us, if you're strong enough and big and bad enough, nobody in the right mind will attack you. So if you have a strong enough, armed enough public, and by the way, I strongly recommend that people start contacting the local sheriff, get training in ATLS and BCLS, basic cardiac and trauma life support, learn skill sets, get themselves in better shape. We're not talking about Alex Jones and his craziness with his special op guy and taking his garbage vitamins. We're talking about getting yourself off the polypharmacy, getting yourself prepared to protect yourself, and being able to be like the EMT if someone breaks a bone or has a bone sticking out because they broke something and you can't get a hospital or whatever because the whole system's broken down, and contact your local sheriff and become a militia. I think that this is a good thing. It's a time when people need to contact their sheriff and say, hey, I'm ready to help. I will help do this and that, control traffic, or I'm going to help triage people, or I'm going to bandage up wounds or move people. We need to start realizing...
It depends on the jurisdiction and the sheriff, you know.
Yeah,
sheriffs are very good at that, and some
yeah, but
not.
What we knew is vote out the sheriff. Is the sheriff's an idiot, get rid of him, and put a sheriff in that's a constitutionalist. Because the sheriff is the last bulwark of your liberty. The sheriff, okay? And if you go in and support the sheriff, and you show you're there for him, and you have an actual working militia that's not just carrying guns, but willing to do other things to help. For example, here in California, we're having more droughts. We got to have climate refugees. If we have major fires here, you need the sheriff to coordinate the local citizens because there's not enough officers and military to handle if there's a local disaster and power's out or you're moving people. So, you know, I strongly recommend that people contact their sheriff, and I'll be doing that in the next few months to kind of reactivate, and I'm going to go back to a refresher of my ATLS Advanced Trauma Life Support course and so on. I have all the equipment in MAC I have in storage for a full surgical suite down just a mile from where I live. But I tell people, you better damn well be ready, because don't expect the government or the EMTs or the ambulances to show up when all hell breaks loose. They're going to be at home taking care of their family, or they're going to be so overwhelmed there's no damn way they're going to be able to help you.
Well, there are things that can be done in this country, and I proposed them, and I've sat down with three generals at one point to talk about it. But, right. You know, the right things don't get funded. And the wrong things tend to get funded.
Okay.
One state that has a fairly good system. Half the states have what's called a state military reserve or state defense force, which are not subject to being called up.
Right. We have, by the way, we have
one of them
now.
Have an Army, Air Force, and Navy units. But in the Army, they have what's called the Texas Medical Reserve Corps.
Yeah.
And there's about 1,000 people in it, a lot of doctors and nurses.
There's not enough, okay? I can tell you if there's a big...
No,
here in California, 40...
It's a start.
That's not a start. It's not even... Let me explain, okay? I worked in the EMT and triage for a third of a century. It's not even enough to even start thinking about it. If you ever had a big disaster, even in a town here, like an earthquake hit, like Borrego Springs that just happened last week, we were so stretched. If you don't have skill sets of your local neighbors, you're screwed, okay? Even if roads break and power's down. We have a caller, Dave, in San Francisco. Go ahead with your question or statement.
How are you? Out in San Francisco here, I work on energy issues. And the other day I noticed that the shooter down there in Orlando, Florida, worked for a company that, let's see, I forgot
GS4.
The name of it.
GS4 or Securicom is his previous name.
Right, yeah. And so they mentioned that about 90% of the nuclear power plants in America are guarded by that company.
Right, and also all the sites for 9/11. All the buildings and sites for 9/11 were guarded by Securicom.
Oh, really? The same company?
Same company, yeah. And by the way, that's all an affiliate company of the CIA. People have to understand they're a contract company of the CIA.
Okay. Well, then that turns to answer some more questions. It's whether, I mean, obviously get into the whole false flag operation.
Oh, of course. I mean, I raised the question to Tom Daschle in October, a few weeks after 9/11, back in October 2001, and I called Tom up and talked to him specifically at the time, Democratic head of the Senate, and I said to him, I said, I took care of the employees which are Nova working on Rocky Flats testing the radiotoxicity of the groundwater and the air around the area of Rocky Flats, which is the second most radioactive place on Earth. Not Hanford, but the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan is number one, and we're number two. And I said, there's open waste, literally, liquid containers of plutonium sitting on concrete pads without even a roof over them. There's all kinds of material out there. And the same with all these nuclear plants. You know, that not in every nuclear plant on the planet, all the nuclear waste for the past 60 years is sitting literally in containers either right beside the plant or in the backyard. I mean, it's insane.
Sure.
If I wanted to do terrorism, I wouldn't be attacking schools or other things. I'd get an APC and slap a whole bunch of bombs on it and drive the damn thing as a suicide bomber and blow it up through a chain-link fence in the nuclear reactor site. And do you think they're going to stop me if I have a good high-speed crunch on? I've got a Bearcat or something that can actually take military-grade armament to take a 50-caliber machine gun? No, they're not going to stop me. When I told this to Tom Daschle, he freaked out, and I said, you need to stop all the airports locally flying, because if they fly a plane into these things, I said, because it really is terrorism, and you really have terrorists, which, by the way, we don't. All the terrorists we have are completely false. For example, 9/11 Scholars has proven that the numbers given to the so-called pilots, which are training down in Florida, which, by the way, Jeb Bush knew about, these pilots all had CIA visa numbers on their passports. Okay?
Sure.
Specific numbers given to CIA affiliates and associates.
Yeah, well, that gets into, out here in San Francisco, you know, I mentioned I work with energy studies, and so when you start looking at, out here we've got a couple of different power companies, and Pacific Gas and Electric is one of them. They own the nuclear power plant down in San Luis Obispo.
Right.
And about, three, 4 years ago, there was an explosion of a natural gas pipeline in San Mateo County.
Right.
And it blew up a bunch of houses, killed a bunch of
I remember about
residents.
That. The reason why they knew that, because there's pressure gauges along the line, and I have a background in a lot of areas of science, and they knew damn well their pressure gauges were indicating they had a problem. Plus, parts of the line crossed areas of fault zones which are being stretched and pulled. And they weren't properly testing the valve pressures or the release of gas, which you can go along with a gas detector in a truck and pick up parts per trillion. But they didn't do it. And they could have localized and found out where the gas leak was starting to occur long before it blew up, because they had to have a gas bubble underground before the damn thing blew up and blew all those houses. There's no due diligence in this country anywhere for infrastructure, for gas lines, or anything. And if we have any major earthquakes, for example, San Andreas is moving. We now have the Borrego Springs, which is the fault zone that runs all the way down to the Baja California here from Borrego Springs, right past Mexico, which had a big earthquake just a few weeks ago, and the one that happened last week up here. We're on the way to a big quake, okay? And we could use noise-canceling technology to stop it. We could use proper testing of gas lines. We could have special stretch of things so that if there is a stretch of, say, a foot or 3 feet across a gas line, it doesn't break the line and have a massive explosion or fire. We don't do anything to protect the public. We do not have a Department of Defense. We have a Department of Offense.
Right. That gets into whether or not that money is being embezzled, as opposed to.
I'm sure it is, but the music is coming up. Exactly. Stay there, and we'll do it on the other side. But we need to open this up, because you're right.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the wave unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com. Mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
So, Tim, you know, one of the things that surprises me is that it's probable, looking at the percentages coming back from Drudge and the reports from Europe, that they're not going to leave, the Brexit's not going to happen. This, obviously, with the death of Joe Cox and with the massage of the media. And, you know, I like to be realistic because it allows you to kind of better predict what's going on. Most people are too damn passive. And they won't even, they'll like to do ad hominem attacks of people like you, even me, even if we take quote marks, show photographic or video evidence of the actual crime being committed, or even taking documents like the World Watch Institute, the Agenda 2030, or documents straight from the Foreign Affairs Journal called Foreign Affairs, and quoting specific quote marks and even public statements in the media, the AP News, Wired, Reuters, whatever, even CNN, that shows video evidence of people saying exactly what they're going to do. It's part of it in a Masonic sense called hoodwinking. They have to tell the profane, the idiots out there, the people who don't want to believe it and want to attack the messenger, us, because most people are too damn passive to get out of their own way. They want to attack the messenger because we're telling them something really horrifying. They can't possibly believe that people are that evil that would do it to them. And the problem I got to tell people is, get out of your passivity. You're going to suffer a lot more or catastrophically if you don't realize what's going on with Brexit, what's going on with trying to wipe out all national borders, with trying to bring about World War III with Russia, which eventually, and we talked about this with my son Matthew the other day, terrorism basically is to eventually have a conflict with Russia, so 5, 10, 20 years down the road, we're going to have a thermonuclear, biological, chemical war that's going to wipe out most of the population of the United States. They're going to die. They're going to die horribly.
I don't think it's going to be that far down the road.
No, I know. I'm being ridiculously optimistic. I'm being ridiculously optimistic, and you're a historian. I don't see a good end to this. There's not hundreds of people like you, Tim, and me that are real patriots. There's a lot of pseudo idiots out there doing even alternative media. The regular media are completely useless, and even in the alternative media, 90 to 95% don't have a right to open their yap. They either have experience, training, and they're often just either mentally ill or massaging their ego. I'm not doing this for ego. Neither are you. We are patriots, we are Christians, and we're doing this because we care for our fellow men, fellow Americans, fellow citizens of Earth, and we are trying to do the will of the Most High, and it is the end of the game. This is not a warm-up. This is not a rehearsal.
Bilderberg Conference, what was not being reported by the mainstream media, is the two main topics of conversation, and that was the intent to bring in the short run, at least an additional 5 million Muslims into Europe.
Right.
That's one. The second main topic was the coming war with Russia.
Right. Now, is that rational?
Both of are so bizarre and so nutty, it's beyond the pale.
We talked about this the other day with Harry Schlanger, and he's in Vienna. And they just had a big conference in Vienna, and they talked about the fact that they're deploying divisions of NATO, Canadian, and other troops, American troops, on the Russian border, like the Polish border, and they're whipping this up with the Polish government, and they're acting as a proxy for NATO, and they're deploying what's called first-strike launch weapons, and also what's called second-strike or after-launch weapons, defensive nuclear weapons, which are scaring the heck out of the Russians. The Russians saying this is
it's the latter, not the numbers of troops that have been put in, while significant.
No,
this
is promises.
Russia can do is insignificant, but it's the strategic strike systems. That's what's worrying Russia.
Right, and the fact is, it's the provocation. It's like saying, okay, what are you going to do? Are you going to keep up with us economically to deploy the same kind of offensive and defensive weapon systems that we're deploying?
The Russians don't want to fight us.
They want to do
Chinese
business.
The Chinese are a little bit different. The Chinese are feeling their oats way too much, reminiscent of Japan in the 1930s. But the Russians don't want to go up against us. They want to be at peace with the rest of Europe and with us.
I got three questions. How many bases does China have outside of its sphere of influence in the South China Sea? None. Now, they're doing building of trans...
Well, they're kind of active in Africa.
Yeah,
but
they're building rail lines and hospitals and so on. They're not building military bases or naval bases.
Right, and they're kind of active in Panama and a few places.
Yeah, but that's just the Panama Canal. They're business guys. They don't want to blow up Vegas. They want to buy it. They don't want... Yeah. They want to supply us with popcorn and own our movie theaters.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty Health Share could be the answer. Liberty Health Share has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty Health Share members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
David, you know, this is demonstrative of what's going on here. You work with the power corporations. Are you an engineer? Or do you work in the plant as a plant worker? What kind of job do you do?
Oh, no, I work with a nonprofit that looks at energy issues, the possibilities for energy issues. So the idea that when we were studying PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, after the explosion of that natural gas pipeline in San Bruno, California, about 5 years ago, it was discovered, and this was in the front pages of the local newspapers for probably 6 months, that they had been embezzling the safety money. They were they used a defective pipe in 1954, but they claimed it was brand new, so they were able to they basically embezzled money just by doing that.
It's like when they re-engineered the steam turbine's reactor for Mitsubishi Heavy Industries out of San Onofre, which is 12 air miles from where I live on the south side of Pendleton Marine Corps Base, which is 2 miles away from where I live. And what they did is they spent $800 million per turbine, and they were adding more steam turbine tubes, which they knew were going to vibrate because it couldn't contain vibrations right. in the inner torus of the reactor. And I know the design, so when I ask engineers out there to say, if you want to see if you can challenge Dr. Deagle, you think you know more about nuclear reactor design or why San Onofre blew up with a power surge from the Yuma, Arizona, literally simulation that they were doing and somebody hit the wrong key on the keyboard, or what happened at Fukushima Daiichi where they took off the berm and they didn't have the backup diesel generators above it, above the reactor site, so it wouldn't get swamped and lose the power for backup, so they lost containment. Right. And they had a faux torus, so they didn't release the hydrogen from the torus, so they caused a hydrogen explosion and lost containment. And I dare anybody else who thinks they know more than me about these technical engineering facts, and then I talk about personal toxicology and detoxification and advanced plasma, you know, physics of how to detoxify the oceans that are being poisoned and radiological desertification. I don't get takers. You know why? They don't want to dare come into the same ring. It's like Spider-Man's ring. You come in, I'm going to beat you to death intellectually.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm glad you called in, because a lot of people aren't brave enough. They want to challenge Dr. Deagle. If you're going to challenge me, you better have your ducks lined up. It's going to get ugly.
I remember when Fukushima happened, actually, you were right about the diesel generators and the lack of batteries, but what was even worse was they had their control room wiring. It wasn't buried underground in some conduit. They had it on telephone poles. So
right.
when the tsunami came in, it washed down the telephone poles, and they lost control of their reactors.
You got to understand TEPCO, which is an umbrella corporation that's Japanese. All the service companies were American that supplied the control of the facility.
TEPCO, so, by the way, just yesterday admitted that they did cover everything up. And
the U.S. government had a satellite, and they noticed the pulse. I believe it was like 36 hours after the tsunami, and they knew that the first reactor had blown. And that was in March. But the TEPCO did not admit that there was a meltdown until May.
But if you look at the last 5.5 years, TEPCO's profits, quarterly profits, have continued to rise. Because they're not losing money on Fukushima Daiichi. They have reactors all over Japan. There's 55 reactor sites with sometimes as much as 6 reactors on an individual site. Many of them on earthquake or tsunami zones. And instead of listening to presentations by a North Dakota company to convert all these nuclear plants to LNG, liquid natural gas, which we could supply all they need forever, and it would take 6 months to refurbish these plants and convert them to LNG, same way in America. We don't want to build plants in California. Don't build LNG plants. Liquid natural gas is completely pollution-free. You can make sure you don't even need very big scrubbers, because there's not going to be a lot of heavy metals or nitric oxide. What we need to realize is we need to build towards...
I disagree with burning the gas, because, you know, when you start getting into... Basically, it gets into monopoly economics, and the monopoly economics gets into the opportunity to...
Let me explain what you do. You don't need to just build big reactors. You can build LNG type of what's called...
a gas plant.
No, you don't need a big gas plant. Let me explain. You know how you can have hydrogen. You can use hydrogen, and you can use what's called these hydrogen conversion systems that are a big block. You don't need that. You actually can have a system where you just have LNG reactors that can be for 10 homes or 100 homes, and they're basically a big block, and you can actually bury them. I want a distributed power system where if you're going to distribute power in the country, you want to bury them with what's called plasma tubes connecting the power lines that don't need step-down transformers. And then you start building a series of what's called tokamak fusion reactors across the country. So you have multi-layers of power where you have solar to hydrogen. You have, wind generation system like Professor McCanny's talking about. You've got multiple layers, and you have a system that can't be attacked by hacking into it. Our system basically, with this smart system, is guaranteeing that if you're in Beijing and Tiananmen, what's called Blue Army, there's 250,000 hackers that can get into our power grid, or Russia, which are some of the best hackers on the planet. You know, if you watch the program called Dark Mr. Robot, which is now going to second season after the digital apocalypse has already happened, people need to realize that digital Armageddon, it could actually be the start of the final conflict.
Well, right, and that's why I'm talking about if a company like PG&E has been caught embezzling money since 1954 and they don't yank their business license, it's just walking ourselves into further problems. And
but remember, the same reason why they put dirty electricity on our power lines, and why the same reason why they don't have to bring that dirty electricity back and scrub it so it's not in the tellurium currents in the groundwater tables and everything. So, in other words, they get away with putting in smart meters, which are toxic to our cellular epigenetic DNA, and are also fire hazards. We actually had representations in Saskatchewan, and now they're outlawed in Saskatchewan, and New York State just this last week passed the ordinance that you can opt out, because the actual federal law doesn't mean you have to be opted in. So, you know, everything about power generation in this country is corrupt and evil. Everything.
That's what I'm finding, and that's why I'm bringing this up, because the embezzlement is so obvious, but then it gets into, I've called the Public Service Commission up here in San Francisco and found that 3 out of 5 of them, the commissioners, believe that PG&E is organized crime. They'll say it out front. That it is organized crime, and so it's bad enough that they're embezzling the cutting back the tree branches away from the wires or embezzling the pipe maintenance money, but when they own nuclear power plants, that means that organized crime has the bomb. And so,
it's not just that. You see, they'll say they got containment. Did you know that 80% of nuclear reactors, you can go within zones of 5, 10, 20, 50, 100 miles, and you'll pick up tritium, thorium, and other radioisotopes being vented by all these plants? Okay.
I've interviewed Janet Sherman about that, and when you start looking at the above ground testing, I lived in St. Louis at the time, and we had fallout land on us from one of
right.
the
and here's the consequences. Site. The biggest
sure.
thing, and, the consequence for
John
adults.
Wayne died.
Right.
Yeah, John Wayne died from it. As a matter of fact, I was interested in hearing you, your guest there. You were out at Rocky Flats doing a study. Was that when the FBI raided Rocky Flats?
No, that was after they had the raid occurred before my colleague before me. It was part of our Academy of Environmental Medicine, that raid occurred, and then what we were doing was back in the late 90s, 1997. And,
right.
And I took care of the people out there that were doing work at NOVA on the Rocky Flats facility. And when I warned Senator Daschle in 2001, I said this place was 10 million times more radioactive than we assumed. And we had to do respiratory fit. We should have had them in what's called full rad suits to go out there to do groundwater and air sampling.
Sure.
And the only thing around it was a chain link fence to stop people that were hiking around the outside of the perimeter of the Rocky Flats facility. And,
sure,
that radioactive water was moving toward the North Platte
Lake
River.
Lake Stanley.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes
exactly.
down to Lake Stanley.
And Lake Stanley, by the way, is radioactive. Water. And I actually got from one of my sources, I got actually a report of a gentleman who decided to filter his water coming out of Lake Stanley to his local home in Broomfield, north of Denver. And he got a SWAT team after they were scanning the city, because every city in the Western world is scanned every week with a helicopter or aircraft that flies over to look for radioisotope, pings. And they saw a ping in this house, and they had 120 pounds of charcoal, and the charcoal picked up enough radioisotopes out of Stanley Lake that they came in and SWAT teamed him in his home and discovered that he was just filtering the local water.
Right, yeah, exactly. And so then, of course, that local water is, what's it, Adams County or whatever?
Well, it's not just from there. It's from what's called the Schwarzman Mine, which is the highest-grade uranium mine in the Western world. It's a smaller mine, but it's extremely high-grade uranium, and it's above the water table of the Grand Lake Reservoir System, so the water coming down to Denver is radioactive. People need to know that.
Yeah, it's amazing, and I've warned them. I actually ran for political office out there and was warning them when that happened. But, the point about the embezzlement. To me, you know, if the companies are so crooked that they would steal the safety money, they burned down various neighborhoods down in Silicon Valley about 10 years ago. They stole the money that they were supposed to use to cut back the tree branches and ended up burning out a very high-dollar neighborhood.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think, David, you made your points, but I think we want to move on to some of the other news items. I want you to call back at another show, and we're going to talk about this with power. because I want to bring on our nuclear expert, Chris Harris. He couldn't make it today on a different show, but do listen and call in, because I think people need to understand. I bring out, and I want the people to know this, more classified and inside information than any other individual on this or any other network anywhere on the planet. And need to know it's not hooey, it's not foolishness, whether we're talking about spiritual or geopolitical or military or above government technology, tier one science. I have inside technical and specific information they're not going to hear from anyone else on Earth. Period.
Sure, yeah. Hey, one last thing. If you have a chance to ever talk about the Cheney energy policy, because all of this, you know, whether it's
PG&E, you're talking about the Prince of Darkness.
GS4,
that's his title, by the way. That's his title in the White House.
Yeah, all of these companies have a security clearance because of the Cheney energy policy, and so everything that they're doing is basically top secret. And so whether they're stealing the safety money or running the nuclear
that definitely is another whole show almost.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you need. Email me, David, and we'll actually get you time to come on with our expert. So I want you to call back, and I'll actually get you on the air as well, because I want to expand this, because people need to know what's going on with not only smart meter systems, but power grids, gas lines, security, everything. We are not safe from EMP attacks or cyber attacks on our power grid. And with the institution of smart grid, it guarantees that at some point our power grid is going to be shut down and we go in an early phase of war. The first thing they're going to do is hit us with an EMP or a cyber attack.
Hey, thanks again.
I appreciate it, David. And definitely contact me through emails from Nutra Medical. Tim, I want you to continue with analysis of some of these other big items, because there's an attempt on Trump. Why isn't bigger news? You mentioned here we have the German bans fracking, but keeps the door open. I mean, there's lots of other items I want you to kind of touch on today before we close.
There was, of course, an attempt on Trump's life. A man tried, he got into a meeting where Trump was, and he tried to disarm a police officer with the intent of using the officer's sidearm to shoot Trump. He wasn't up to the task, and the officer evidently whacked him pretty good, and he was taken into custody. Now, I suspect if that had happened at a Hillary meeting, the media would have went ape, but hardly nobody knows about it.
Right. The reason is they want Trump dead. Okay.
Symptomatic of the fact that the globalists, the Khazarian globalists, control and dominate the American mainstream media. They hate Trump. Trump has done the ultimate sin in their eyes. He will not take their money.
And by the way, he's not a guy that's going to come over in a generation. Trump is a guy that comes in a millennium. And he's our last chance. And by the way, he's not perfect. But if we get him properly advised and point him in the right direction, Trump is going to clean up Washington, D.C., and make America start to repent. And if America doesn't repent, it's under immediate judgment. And I got to warn people out there, I am praying against you, specifically for judgment. If you vote or think of voting or talk to other people who vote for convincing them to vote for Hillary Clinton, you are under grave judgment.
Yeah, if after all the Clintons have done and all the trash that has been done by the past several administrations... and I'm including Democrat and Republican both. If you're not aware now, either you've been in a coma, have an IQ that's not able to process the information, you're willfully ignorant, you're dumber than a rock,
or
you're
evil.
Part of the problem.
Well, I'll give you an example. I had a conflict with a person the other day, and I confronted in front of them. I said, now, if you vote for, after knowing what I've just told you, you vote for Hillary Clinton, you're evil. And they got very offended. I said, I want you to be offended. I want you to understand that you are cursed. If you vote for this monster, don't be surprised if they seize your guns, force you to vaccinate, force you to take a chip to track you and make sure you can't enter a federal building or a stadium or a public place.
Well, you have to put yourself on the line and speak out and fight against this.
You have to also offend people that have the damn nerve to say they want to do evil in your face and say they have a right to decide to do this, when collectively it's going to affect all of us. It's like, as I said before, giving a madman an axe and a lifeboat. You don't give a madman an axe and a lifeboat because he says he needs to let the water in the center of the boat to save us all. Okay? That's how crazy it is to vote for Hillary. So you need to restrain his arms.
By the way, Hillary's information technology aide pled the fifth over 125 times at a recent hearing.
Right.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Well, Putin released information through WikiLeaks about the hacks that they did on the server, and showed there were all kinds of other countries hacking into her server. The fact is that there's a pipeline of technical and security information going through the state of It's a Real Hell that handles a lot of this security stuff directly to countries like Russia and so on. Russia wants to make a deal with President Trump, wants to collaborate to revise NATO so it's not turning toward creating a war footing with Russia, but deals with extreme Islam. And by the way, the Muslims want us to deal with extremism. They want to come to America and not have a place that eventually gets so out of control, we've got to put all Muslims in civil detention camps. And that's where we're going. If we have thousands of Americans dying every year due to bombings and explosions in stadiums and shopping centers, do you think that we're going to tolerate Muslims walking about cities, even if they're doctors and lawyers and so on? We're not. Eventually, American public is going to turn on the government so much that we're going to be forced. And I don't want to see that. I want to see us, our best ally, our good Muslims, who will turn over people that are bad imams, bad Muslims that are trying to blow us up or kill us or destroy us or trying to shove Sharia law down our throat. And they want a life. We want a life. We're all Americans. Our best allies are good Muslims. So guess what? If we don't solve this, like Trump says, it's going to get nasty.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
welcome back. And Tim, I guess we're getting we've had you on a lot, but we have another caller, Ron, in Bay Area. Facilities with above ground radioactive storage. That's right. Go ahead, Ron. What's your comment?
Well, my concern is if we have 23, it's going to be reported above ground nuclear radioactive waste stored in these cylinders.
Right.
Yeah, what's to keep? And what would be the result of, say, 10 of those sites being attacked simultaneously with the technology of a wristwatch with a short-range missile to them, whether it's a drone or what, delivering just enough to breach those containers? What would
exactly
that mean in radioactive across
the country? Well, it would be better to breach the containers with an explosive force to airborne as much of the material.
Right.
That way,
yeah,
you
if you look at the radioactive signature, what's in these, you have plutonium, which is one of the most dangerous radioactive material we know on Earth, and has a half-life of 24,900 years.
Remember, Dr. Bill, when we had the retired Army top physician in radioactive warfare, radiology, he said even one atom of plutonium ingested in the human body will eventually kill you. Whether
right
you swallow it, breathe it, whatever. One atom.
Right.
My
for
question,
example,
gentlemen,
go
my
ahead
question is, what if do we have actual security on site? Yes, we have people on site with guns and so forth to stop people from running a truck into it, maybe. But the short-range missile, simultaneous attack across country, what would be the cost result to the U.S., and do we actually have anti-missile mobile units at each one of these sites to protect us from such an attack?
No, we don't. Okay, let
the
me
latter,
explain.
No.
Well, let me,
sure
let me answer. Tim, let me answer. With Senator Daschle, when I told him specifically what we actually had liquid containers sitting on concrete platforms on the open without even a roof over them sitting there for the last 20, 30, 40 years. If one of those containers, just one, blew up, well, let's say an armored personnel carrier blew it up or a short-range missile or an aircraft like a small plane flew in and hit it and it released the plutonium, it would make the western United States uninhabitable. Okay? So you got to understand, we do not have a Department of Defense. We've got forced vaccinations. We have no protection for our EMP, for our power grid or cyber terrorism. We're pushing smart grid, which makes our system even more liable. We don't protect our gas lines. We saw that in San Bruno, North California. We don't have anything to protect our on-site radioactive isotopes, which they should have an international facility. The ideal is a zinc or lead mine deep enough and facilities are not near a fault zone that has to be well below the gout of the water table 5 to 7 miles down. And they
where's
have to
all the money gone? Where's all the money gone for national defense? Where's all that money
gone? We never had national defense. We have national offense. So you have to, let's classify what it is. We do not have underground facilities like in Russia if there's a call that there's incoming nuclear missiles. We do not have protection backup power systems to local areas to say LNG or solar power or fusion reactors or anything to maintain power grids so that people can still get food and gasoline pumped. We have no defense. We have a Department of Offense.
We have two giant vacuum cleaners sucking all the resources out of Americans' pockets, Wall Street and the federal government.
Right, and America is being set up as a sacrificial lamb for a future thermonuclear, biological, and chemical war. And all they need to do is shut off the power, and 90% of the population will eat themselves. Full-force cannibalism, starvation, and bloodborne and waterborne diseases will kill off 90% of us in just 6 months. That's a fact. I got military documents from the U.S., Australia, and Canada. They all say the same numbers. That's not even with any other attacks on nuclear sites or anything else, just the power going out.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 33diabetesreverse.com. That's 33diabetesreverse.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 33diabetesreverse.com. That's 33diabetesreverse.com now.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.